Quel'Thalas shines once again.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Greetings. For the good of all.
Dromcar.
Hi there.
Our destiny awaits.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Greetings.
Hello and welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. I'm Aprilian, and today is Tuesday, October 16th, 2007, and this is episode 42, The Answer. But what is the question? Well, with me today is...
Glanther, also of the Earthen Ring server.
And let's get started. So, what's been going on, Glanther?
Well, it's been kind of a quiet week for me and all my alts. I was able to... level Alaris a level, so he's now 44, which is good. It's one of those levels where you got some extra skills. I also was able to get a couple of my alts up a little bit higher. I leveled Palinor a lot. So Palinor is my blood elf mage, and I'm really liking him, though I die more with him than I've died with any other of my alts.
What level is he?
He's level 16, and he's still in Ghostlands. But, I mean, I die a lot. Like, if I aggro more than two mobs, I might as well just kill myself. Because they'll do it for me. He will eventually be a Frost Mage in my plan. So he'll have some really nice spells. He'll have Ice Barrier. He'll have Frost Nova. Frost Nova, for people out there that are starting a mage... something that I find works really well, and I know this is not any new strategy, but it just is something that can often be forgotten, is if you have a mob that's running at you, you can use Frostbolt to kind of slow them down, get off a few shots with Frostbolt because it slows their movement speed down. Once they get up really close, use Frost Nova, and that freezes them in place. And then you could back away, and then you could use a wand and kind of take them off from a distance, or you could use Fireball, another fire spell, or continue using Frost spells on them. And that keeps me alive long enough, I guess. But I really need to find a nice group to work
with.
I
was going to say that. I think mages really need to level with a group. They're not like hunters or warlocks who are almost in a group. Unto themselves.
Because the characters that I've really played and really leveled have been a hunter, and I got Morian up to level 31, and he was a warlock, so I had to pet both of those. And then I'm also playing a protection paladin with Alaris, and you can't kill protection paladins because if they get down for a far enough level, they can always just use lay of hands or heal themselves or bubble or.
When do they get that?
They get Lay of Hands relatively early.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Like, you can resurrect people after level 10.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Same with priests, I think. Priests can do resurrection. The paladin's a very versatile character. I really, really like my paladin. But I want to play more with Aprilian, and she's on the Horde side, and I really like my Blood Elf, and I think I finally found a
Horde character.
A Horde character that I could stick with.
Why did you name him Palinor?
Palinor? It sounded fun to say.
Okay.
Yeah, no special reason. And let's see, what else have I been doing? I did a couple more quests in the Brewfest. I'm kind of Brewfested out, though. I'm done with the song. I'm done with the song, because when I'm playing, if you run through a Brewfest festival, even if you go past them into like a main city, the song still plays.
Right, and it follows you.
And it follows you everywhere you go.
And I kind of feel kind of tired. I don't know, not tired, but I think the message, I can't feel my legs.
Yeah, I can't feel my legs.
I mean, does that mean that that's what you're supposed to do? Get so drunk that you cannot feel your legs? So what prizes did you go for? Did you get any prizes?
I got the goggles. I didn't get the Lederhosen. I decided against it, even though I Blood Elf would have looked so good in those, but it would have been wrong to wear those around, I think.
You know what I discovered? The dress
mm-hmm.
is not bind on pickup.
Really?
It's not bind at all.
Oh.
For $200, 200 tickets, you can get a Brewfest dress, and you could sell it or give it around or do whatever you want. And there's no minimum, so you could actually put it on your bank alt.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, the only restriction is it is unique. And I haven't tried trading it to somebody else to see if the other person can then buy another one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you finish, because...
Yeah.
I'll tell you my Brewfest.
I have a sad story about poor Morian. Morian is no more. Yeah, he's gone.
You deleted him?
I did. I did. But
what level was he?
He was 31. But what I decided to do, I made a warlock that was an undead. And I didn't want to have...
Undead warlocks are totally cool. They
yeah.
can eat their dead.
And I didn't want to have two warlocks. I wanted to have a orc hunter. So I made an orc hunter instead. But I didn't delete him without giving him a fantastic farewell. Mm. What I did was I got him undressed down to his BBDs. And I had him dance around in the court of the sun for about, 5 minutes. And I videotaped it. It's his last dance.
Did you videotape it with your Mac?
I did with my Mac.
Isn't that awesome?
It's very dangerous because I'm running out of disk space. I have so much video
content.
Yeah, and
it's so easy. You just you bind a key to something, and then you just press it, and it tapes it. And I haven't found much lag. I found some lag on my MacBook Pro, but on my iMac, there's no lag at all.
Yeah, my MacBook Pro is one of the 64-bit dual core, so it's fine.
Oh, okay.
I haven't found anything on it.
Yeah, yeah. I have I'm an earlier adopter. So.
She has the stinky MacBook Pro. Actually, there's no such thing. All
right. Right. But it's just a Core Duo. It's not a full core. And how much RAM do you have on yours?
2 gigs.
Okay. I only have 1 and a quarter. I just added one. I took out 1 256 and added a gig.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up with 1 and a quarter. I haven't updated because I keep waiting for my...
You know, the Intel chips, and this is the same for both PC and Mac, they like to have mirrored RAM. So if you were to get the other gig, it would actually be faster than 1.25. I mean, of course, but it would be even faster.
Right, because it would be working in tandem.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so this isn't math break.
Yeah, this isn't This Week in Tech, so...
Yeah. So, what else have you been doing?
That's about it. I want to get exalted in Ghostlands. Mm. I want to also get revered in Tranquillion.
Yeah,
and
a lot of cool things.
Yeah, I want to get exalted in Tranquillion, and eventually I want to get exalted also in the Undead. I want to get the Forsaken.
Okay.
Even though I really am looking forward to a Hawkstrider mount, something about getting like an Undead horse mount.
Right, the skeleton.
Yeah.
So you want to get Palinor?
Yes, yeah. Actually, I take it back. I'd rather have him be undead with the trolls. I mean, no, I'd rather have him be exalted with trolls because I want a dinosaur. That would be cool. Even though they're kind of hoppy.
Oh, the raptors?
Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel about the
raptors.
Yeah,
too hoppy.
Too hoppy.
But I'm about the hop. I like the hop.
Okay, so speaking of mounts, I got 2 rams.
not once, but twice.
Right. All right. So I spent a lot of time in Brewfest. I spent a lot of time snap, 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 snap. In fact, I'm going to insert a sound bite from there right here. I'm going to pause.
Thank you.
So I got really used to that sound, and it was so funny because, of course, I hotkeyed the whip or the reins, as it were, to number two, and then a couple of times I went out into into battle, and I had forgotten to put my sword or my initial fighting thing back in slot two, and I'm hitting that and almost getting killed. But I had so much fun in Brewfest. It was so challenging to me to do the ram race, the keg and the barker thing. I finally got the ram race back and forth so that I got 30 tickets, which meant that I had to do it 10 times.
Yeah.
You know, and it had to be perfect. There was no penalty for going too fast. I had to hit each apple basket right on the nose. And I had to make sure I went down far enough. Because you could go far enough. You didn't have to go all the way to the keg guy to get the keg. You just had to get, it was like a few feet in front of him. So, you know, you could save that few feet. You might could go a little bit further.
Yeah.
And it was kind of neat to see that animation when he threw the keg at you. Yeah, and sometimes if you went too fast, the keg would, like, get you, like, a quarter way down. Or, okay, maybe a tenth of the way down. And it'd be rolling on your back. You know, it's kind of neat.
It was well implemented.
Right.
It looked really good.
And when you're running and you're like, there's certain people that you pass, or like one time I was doing the barker thing and I got the penalty, and the guy that ran past me did a laugh. I could hear the blood elf laughter going by, you know, that evil male.
Yeah, they do have this cackle, don't they?
Oh, gosh, it is so evil. I mean, it sounds like, you know, back in the days with the radio guy, you can see the little sinister guy with the mustache twirling his wax mustache as he laughed, taking advantage of the poor widow.
Though they do have one of the best slash silly jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Where they where he says, don't you wish your girlfriend were hot like me? And you just sit there and you're like, yeah, you know what? You actually do look prettier than most of the women out there.
Only
so
the blood elves could take that, carry that off. So I did a bunch of that, and I did it on so many alts, just each one. Then I did the Elk thing, so I could get that 40 ticket.
The pink Elks.
Yeah. So this is what I ended up with. I ended up with two Rams, Real Fire, who I'm so glad. She was the one I wanted to have it more than any of them because she has that Kodos.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks cool, and it's really neat when they're sitting up on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it moves like a truck, like a big tractor trailer or something.
Oh, the Kodos, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rams are actually pretty elegant.
Yes, they are. They have a nice, except...
I've been riding a ram for a very long time.
Oh, one of those. But they're not the same, are they?
No, but I mean, that's a hooved animal with horns.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think actually that the rams, the animation comes the same. Like, when I was riding that ram in Brewfest, it was just like riding a regular ram using a dwarf.
Which was kind of funny, because when I did try the Alliance one, because I have a level 13 rank alt on the Alliance side of Draenei. And it was a lot more confusing, but maybe not to an Alliance person. The one to Razor Hill and back for the Horde is straightforward. You know, there was a couple of hills, and then, you know, there was a loop that you could do through the back to get to the basket that was at the back of the tent.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me that there were more baskets available. There were four if you overshot.
Mm-hmm.
If you got down to the guy who was tossing the keg and you were almost going to go into the penalty, then there was a basket right behind him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that you could hit that. And but when I did the one on outside of Iron Forge,
that place.
Yeah.
We're talking about a major metropolitan hub of the Alliance. It's kind of like saying, what's that capital of that French-speaking country again?
One with
Paris.
That big tower thing.
Yeah.
And so, first of all, I got lost. Now, again, that's because I don't know that much about the Alliance side. But it wasn't straightforward. You had to go through this town, and there were these NPCs running around, and it was a little bit more...
It's just Karanos.
Right.
Yeah, just this little suburb, sleepy suburb.
And you had to go up to the side of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's sitting on the side of the hill. And then you had to go down to the basket to get that one thing. And it seemed like it had less baskets. So, I don't know. Maybe there was finally an advantage to being hoard in this case.
There's a lot of advantages to being hoard.
And I tried barking through...
Ironforge. Yeah. Ironforge, it's a big circle.
Yeah.
How could you not do it?
Yeah, I guess not.
I got lost in the circle.
Well, yeah.
That's okay, because I get lost in Orgrimmar all the time.
Yeah, Orgrimmar is so cool. And I wonder if anybody else tried to... You had to jump off of that cliff at the Valley of Spirits.
Yes, you did, and you had to know exactly where
you
to jump.
Jump, right, yeah. But if you didn't... that, then you wouldn't make it back in time.
No, not unless you were really good.
Mm-mm. And the other thing was, there was a little trick that if you were 60 and above, you could get off your mount after the Valley of Spirit. Regular horse. Or your regular mount.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because once you did the last barking, you just had to get back to the guy before your minutes ran out. It didn't matter if you were on the ram or not. So people were getting off the ram. But it only mattered if you were level 60 and above.
I would think that like the amount of time to summon.
No, but the thing is that you didn't have to worry about the penalty. You could just go. You didn't have to keep track. Sometimes when I was clicking on the rain a lot, mm-hmm. I would go so fast that I would forget to watch the penalty.
Oh, yep.
So this was just a straight shot. The other thing I did, one of my lower level ones, is I would run... As I was exiting Orgrimmar, I'd run over to the basket that was behind the keg racing part and then run back to the guy. But it was so hard because you couldn't stop. You had to press down the reverse key to click on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me it was. Did you have that? Oh, you didn't do it, the barking one?
I did the barking one in Ironforge, but I mean, you had it as auto-run, right? You had auto-run.
It auto-run by itself, whether you were running or not. The minute you got on that ram, you started going. And you didn't have an option to stop.
Really? I didn't even notice.
Well, do you have one more left? Do you have any barks left tonight?
I think so. I have to try it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, of course, you can only run the ram race, the barking thing, once a day.
Yeah.
Even though
it's 40
two different
tickets.
Yeah, right. And then you could run the... keg thing twice a day, but every 12 hours.
You sure that wasn't something that you could do all the time? Can you do the pink elixir every day?
Nope, you can only do that once. That's why, but just
that's how you
neat.
Got your Whoopertinger.
No, the Whoopertinger was the Whoopertinger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. The Whoopertinger was the Whoopertinger.
And that was very hard for me. Because...
You had to fight all the other people to get...
You had to get really drunk first just to see it.
Well, yeah, but then you had to fight all the other people that were trying to net them, too.
Right. Well, you did that in Alliance, or...
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it took me
because
forever.
Because on the Horde side, there was hardly anybody doing it while I was doing it. But I figured out that the Whoopertingers were running around the outside, too. They weren't just in the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I just kept having to get drunk, and I...
Brewfest for the Alliance, because it's made up of 12-year-old kids, was, like, the biggest thing. Like, everyone was doing... Brewfest. Everyone wanted that Whoopertinger because the Alliance, as we all know, is obsessed with
pets. Which, by the way, hurt my sales of Horde pets on the Alliance side. I didn't hardly sell anything on the auction house.
They all have their Whoopertingers.
Because they were all getting their Whoopertingers. But could you see the Whoopertingers when you weren't drunk?
Yeah. And everyone else could, too.
Okay.
Because they live in ale. So that way they come out, and I guess...
Alright. Because I thought you couldn't see them only when you were drunk. And then there was one time when I had mine out, and I had one out, and I was drunk, but my alt couldn't see him. Maybe it was just a bug. But anyways, I'll just have to wait until they wear off and somebody wants my hatchlings. Although I probably have permutated the whole Alliance side of Earthen Ring with Golding Hawk hatchlings.
Well, they're always making new
people.
They're always making new characters.
That's true. So the other thing I did was I tried to get the keg.
Mm-hmm.
For every one of my lower level characters, the people that weren't getting the rams, of course. Because the keg's kind of neat. If you ever have a party, you just take it out and pass around. One second. Sorry about that, the dogs. Well, at least they weren't hacking this time. Okay, so I wanted to get the kegs on all my lower level characters so that if we ever had a party or anything, you know, they could just bring out the keg. Think of all the money you save. You don't have to go out and buy the bottles of bourbon or whatever.
I drink, moonberry juice.
No. Well, for parties.
Well, that's what I drink at parties.
Moonberry juice?
You don't think that there are straight edge... that there are straight edge people in World of Warcraft.
Right, that don't drink. Okay.
They're like, give me some refreshing spring water, please.
No.
And an apple.
Yeah, and an apple. And on the other characters, I did get one... Oh, I got the glasses on two people. And it was funny because one of them was my my twink-to-be hunter, Key. Q-U-E-A. And she went into the Skull Rock Burning Legion... Burning something. Burning... The people that Throth sends you to go after to get the insignia. Anyway, she went in...
Oh, yes.
She went in there into this cavern, Skull Rock, over there behind the Zeppelin Tower, and she had the glasses on, and she forgot she had the glasses on. And it was funny, because all these guys that are usually really hulking and, you know, whatever, were all looking like female orcs. And then she ran into two other lower level, I think she was 11 at the time, two other 11 characters who were trying to get through to this and get the insignia. And she asked them to join them, and she was thinking, oh, cool, there's like three, she's an orc, a female orc too, so she's like, cool, three female orc characters. And then finally I realized that I had the glasses on. And I took them off and realized that I was with a troll and an orc male. I know it didn't make any difference, but it was just kind of like, oh, hi guys.
Whoops.
But those are some really weird glasses, and that was kind of a neat effect. And then the other thing I got was the dresses. I got a bunch of dresses on every character that had 200 tickets, and the dresses are not bind on pickup. And it's just the weirdest thing, because the regalia, which is the male equivalent, is bind on pickup. The slippers are bind on pickup. The hats are bind on pickup. I got the hats, and I went to get the hat on my female orc, but Key, the twink to be. And I noticed that when I went to try it on, you know, you hit control, left click on the item, that she puts the hat on and she loses her cool ponytail. I never seen that on a.
Really, the orcs keep their ponytails?
Maybe I just never paid attention.
I lose ponytails all the time.
Ponytails? Yeah. Okay.
Ponytails and all sorts of other stuff.
Well, maybe I'll go back and get a hat, because all those hats were kind
of
cool.
One of the things, like Glanther has these big, kind of long, like a long beard, and he has kind of two braids in his beard in the front.
What is Glanther?
Glanther's a dwarf.
Okay.
And when he puts on a helmet that kind of covers his whole face, like, he has all this facial hair, and it just goes away. Like, a dwarf beard is not going to go, it's not going to hide.
Right.
But
yeah, well, that would be kind of neat. I guess they couldn't really figure out the spatial nature for every, you know, thing, and it would come out looking kind of funny. But I think some of that's supposed to change.
Yeah.
In Wrath of the Lynch King.
Wrath of the Lynchpin.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to change the look of your character and the way that they dance. As long as I can do any Madonna dance, I'm fine.
I actually really like the Draenei male dance, but
yeah, well, it's based off of something really great. The Blood Elf dance is great, based off of something really great too.
Yeah. The other thing that I did, I did get to go into an instance. I went into Ragefire Chasm with my level 51 alt and my level, well, she was level 12 at the time, Twink, and with some people from the guild. And it's something, I don't know if it's legal or not, but it's kind of neat when a higher up level character can run you through, and you kind of get to kill off all the mobs really quick.
Yep, get all the quests.
And get a lot of greens and stuff. So that was fun. And I went back to the Hinterlands with Asheo and Realfire and Aunt Rilia. Oh, and I also did some quests in Outland. Now, some of the people in my guild, Alea Iactus, we have to mention them once in each month, are level 70, and they're starting to do Karazhan?
Karazhan. Karazhan, I thought, was not in Outland, so I thought that was... I thought that was in the zone between between Duskward and the Swamp of Sorrows.
Right, but it's a level. Isn't it a high level?
Oh yeah, it's a heroic dungeon.
Right. And so now.
Yeah, Deadwind Pass. That's the name of it.
Right. We're level 70s, but if it's got to be part of Burning Crusade though, cause level 70.
I don't know if it might have been something kind of like the way that Ghostlands.
Oh, I was getting that other thing.
It was always there,
yeah,
but it just was unlocked.
Okay, I gotcha. So now there's like a little bit of a nudging for me because Aunt Milia, who's my highest level alt, is almost just one little bar away from 61.
Oh.
Which, of course, for 61 means probably 10 trillion. points, yep. I guess if I really concentrated and worked at it, I could get her up to 70, but it's just too much fun playing with my other alts, you know, and I guess I'm also kind of scared, because I think that if you get into level 70, then you gotta really know what you're doing. You can't be like a noob or a casual kind of play.
Well, one of the things I'm going to probably start to do a little bit more, because just right now, like with work is coming out with some great stuff, I'm going to be busy a lot. I probably won't have a lot of time to play a lot with a lot of my characters, so I'm just going to focus in on one. I'm going to focus in on Palinor for a little while, level them up. Hopefully, you know, in a few weeks, I'll be maybe level 20, and then, you know, just keep going with that. I would love to have at least a level 60 character by the time that Wrath of the Lich King comes out. And I think I could do it. If I concentrated on just one character, I'd be able to do it, because I have a level 44 paladin. I made a level 31 warlock. I have a level 16 mage. I mean, if I had spent all the time playing all of them and going into instances and stuff like that, I would have a level 60 paladin right now. But I like alts, hence the nature of the podcast.
Right. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, concentrate on one character. It just seems...
Yeah, it seems... It's really strange, because you want to kind of play them all.
And, you know, I hear of people who only have, like, three level 60s or level 70s, and they're like... They don't like to do the grind and everything. And that's another subject we're going to talk about later on, is grinding. To grind or not to grind. That is the question. But, that's the question. Wait, 40. To grind or not to grind? 42. No, that doesn't fit.
That doesn't fit. Well, 42, actually, that could work, because 42 seems to be...
The level that grinding starts, the real hard grind.
Really hardcore grinding. Yeah. Lots and lots of blood sale buccaneers.
Because right before that, you're mostly focused on...
Quests.
And quests, and getting to 40.
Yep.
And once you, so you're really getting into it, you know. Plus, if you're a hunter, you get your mail at 40, you know.
Yep.
And do you get plate? The warrior.
You get plate for the warrior,
right,
plate for
the
paladin, your mount.
Mount.
Yeah, and that's where kind of the game starts to really pick up, and they say...
Yeah, and then you're kind of sailing through it, and, you know, you hit 41, and then you hit 42, and then all of a sudden, you find that you're doing a lot of grinding, so...
In fact, 42? I spent a lot of time grinding with, Alaris, you know, in Stranglethorn Vale, which I love.
I love Stranglethorn Vale.
I love Stranglethorn Vale.
I don't understand why people say they hate it.
It's big. It takes a long time.
It's big, but it's full of mobs. It's like wall-to-wall mobs.
It's the place to go to grind.
Right. And you're just... okay, so we're gonna pause so I can make a chapter, and then we're gonna go on to grinding. Grind or not to grind? I can't remember which podcast, because I listen to a lot of other podcasts, as I'm sure some of you do. Well, they were talking about some article about some guy who said that grinding wasn't fair in an MMORPG because you're being paying to play, and grinding isn't any fun.
Well, I disagree with that greatly. And here's why. Here's why I disagree with that. Grinding is a way for you to go exploring,
right,
and have exploring not be boring.
Right.
Because exploring by itself, I mean, can be kind of interesting, but it's that thrill of like, why, let's go here and let's see what kind of mobs are over here. And then you have to deal with, like, sometimes they cast all sorts of curses on you.
Right.
You know?
Plus, I think it teaches you how to play your...
It does. So that way, when you go to the instance, you know how your spells react.
Yes.
The practice ground.
Right. You know, and I like grinding because I like accumulating stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and you get a lot of vendor trash, but that's
and
extra
then you
gold.
Sell it. Yeah, and then I like... You know, the fact that you get more experience as you're hitting, you know, and it's...
Mm-hmm.
And then you run into stuff, and you run into people, and you run into other quests, and...
Because, really, if you're not part of a guild, or even if you are part of a guild, even if you're part of the best guild in the whole wide world, sometimes it can take a little bit of time to get a group together to go into an instance.
Right.
Because instances were not designed, I don't think, to be like... Us boys go in here. Okay, 5 seconds later, you're in the instance.
Right.
There's a lot of preparation. You got to find all the right characters. You got to
right
get some
there.
Of them to the meeting stone. And then they have to summon the rest. I mean, it could take a little while. Even
right.
if you know what, even if you have a plan, it can still take 15 minutes to get everyone. But I've been in queue for some dungeons for like an hour.
Right. Oh yeah.
You know, and if what are you gonna do in that hour? Because I can tell you that grinding's a lot more fun than just walking around Ironforge.
Exactly. Yep. And I like grinding because you get materials.
Yeah.
You know, so you can do your crafting. You find, you know, your ores and your... Plus, I always worry about the easy button.
Yes.
You know, if you want a game that you can go in and hit the button and then you win, then, you know, World of Warcraft isn't it. And I guess part of my problem with people complaining about grinding or complaining about anything about World of Warcraft... Is that I used to play The Sims Online. I think I might have mentioned this
mm-hmm.
on the podcast before. And there was a lot of complaining about stuff that was hard. In The Sims Online, and there were things you had to do to in order to get skills,
mm-hmm.
in order to do other things, or in order to make money, in order to, you know, just like in, you know, in World of Warcraft. But this was more supposed to be a social game, and you got money so you could... Buy
cool furniture,
buy property, and then you would try to get people to come to your property because the more people you got to your property, the higher you'd get up on the list. And then while they were on your property, they might buy stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it was just stuff that you had to do. And people started complaining about different aspects of it. This was too hard, this took too long, couldn't get this many people to come to my house. And what they, in effect, is they changed it so much that it became too easy to do stuff and too easy to get stuff, and then people stopped wanting to do it.
It's kind of like athletics.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you look at some sports out there, and you think about, for example, golf. That is a really crazy game. You have to hit this tiny little ball hundreds of yards into a small little hole. And people say, oh man, that must be really hard. Yeah, which is why people who are really good at it make a lot of money, you know?
Right.
Or any sport.
And they spend
a lot
of time hitting,
practicing. Yeah, they go to
the
driving range.
Right, so they go up a level. So I guess it's just
so
like...
anyone who grinds can't complain if you are also a golfer
right.
and you go to the driving range. Because there's no difference between going to the driving range and going... and no difference between going to the grinding range and actually grinding. Driving range.
I'm
saying
right.
grinding range.
Range
the
yeah,
grinding range.
Let's go to STV, the grinding range. So, we'd like to hear your feelings if you think that we're way off, that World of Warcraft should be easier. There should be an easy button. I'm also worried about this new change in Wrath of the Lynch King. God, I have the hardest time with that. And even when they do the just the letters for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny because it's capital W, little O, and a little T, and then LK.
Waddle.
Yeah. What?
Flash, No.
Watki.
Wrath of the Lynch King.
Watlik. Anyways, they're going to be changing the whole way of grinding. Yes,
they're changing grinding?
Well, how? Not grinding, leveling. They're going to be changing, I think it's even coming out before then. I think it's supposed to be in one of the patches before that one, before the expansion, where they decrease the amount of time it takes to level.
You know, I understand some of the where people are coming from, and Blizzard makes a couple of really good choices. They have quests, which give you experience, and then they have grinding, and sometimes you can combine the two. Sometimes you have to grind to do a quest.
Right, and they did some improvements with Ghostland and the Blood Elf areas and the Draenei areas, in which they increased the number of quests. Mm-hmm. The grinding was cut back. And they did the same thing with Outland, so that the quests give you enough EXP so that you don't have to grind extra as much just to get to a certain level, so that you can qualify for quests at a higher level.
Mm-hmm. So but. That Blizzard does do a lot of stuff to help out with that grind versus, you know, quest. Instances, I'm just going to be honest, I don't really get a lot of experience going into an instance. Because you're in a group.
Right.
And so the experience is going to be much less. I get a lot more XP from grinding by myself.
Well, the only thing is that in the instance, you do have speed of the increased number of mobs that you're handling at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a little bit more. But, of course, you are sharing more and stuff. So that takes away from it. And, of course, lately I've been running instances with higher level alts. Which I've noticed really takes away from the XP. So power leveling with a higher level alt seems to have increased a lot.
Mm-hmm. If anything, I think that Blizzard might be changing the way that they level characters, not because of, you know, it being more fun or based upon customer response, but probably based upon the increased amount of selling of power leveling.
Yeah,
I think that I see it. It's very prevalent. I get a lot of spam.
Yeah, I also seen on Craigslist somebody was selling a 70 character. We're gonna hold on 1 second. Sorry about that dog interruption. So on Craigslist I saw someone selling a level 70 character.
For how much?
$400.
What? I don't think so.
I know. I just wouldn't feel right. I feel like I was putting on somebody else's.
Well, you know what? I could sell my iPhone for $32,000 too, even though you could buy it
right
for $400.
Right, but I mean, no, I don't know, and I wouldn't. I guess. Anyways, let's leave that subject alone. It kind of leaves a funny taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem. Each character to me, and this is one of the reasons. Oh, I wanted to touch on about the changing of the features that's going to come up with Wrath of the Lich King. Each character has a unique feature, and that's why when I had those beer goggles on, I felt kind of funny because I realized I was actually with a troll instead of an orc, and I worry about that. I worry about that. Someone being able to change so much that I wouldn't be able to identify them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder. I hope it's like. Not going to be easy.
It's going to be tattoos and jewelry.
Yeah, that I can take.
Like,
I
that's the kind of stuff it's going to be. It's
not gonna... facial features or...
Well, maybe facial features, but, like, undead have lots of facial features.
Right.
Like, you can have one ear but not the other.
Yeah. But, I just know that when I was in Second Life and people would... You could... Second Life, you can change.
Second Life is... That's really out there, though. Like, Second Life, you could be... Anything. It could
you
be like
could be a robot one day and something else, a furry person the other day, or you know, you could be in a second you can change from being a fat human to a small tiny human. So
yeah,
that's kind of different. But I do know that it was kind of weird to run into somebody that I thought I knew. And of course, we'll still have our names on our heads, so I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Alright, so if you have any comments, please write us at controlaltwow@gmail.com. We are also now on Podcast Alley.
Yay, Podcast Alley.
which is at podcastalley.com, and there's a link to our feed in the show notes. So it's another way to get to us. And
we also have a blog.
We have a blog at controlaltwow.com, and we'd like for you to go there and leave comments on the blog.
We like them.
We're kind of using it as, if you have any questions, we're kind of going to be using it as our mini forum right now until we branch out enough to get our own forums. I was thinking that I would like to hear from people about their Brewfest activities. And I was also thinking that if you had a Mac or if you had a PC and could do video capture and was interested in maybe submitting some videos.
That'd be great.
I think we're going to be doing some more videos and particularly maybe putting them up on YouTube to share and then linking them on our website. Or also maybe doing a video presentation.
That would be kind of nice, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done one in a while. The last one we did, I don't know if you saw it, it was before your time, but we did the Lady Sylvanus.
I saw that.
Yeah. But with this Mac video capture, it's so easy.
I know, this is kind of a cool idea, but I'm talking out loud to the microphone now, but we could have our characters do the podcast in-game and just voice over it.
Yeah, that would be an idea. Especially if we did it like in a quest, in a instance.
Yeah.
Have to be killed every.
So what do you think about that? Let us know.
Yeah. And it would take a little bit of doing to get the emotes going, but it would still be kind of fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I'm gonna put up some links to some of the video I took during the Brewfest, like in the racing one. And we're gonna go on later on and do some racing. Would you like to meet me in Ogrimmar?
I'm still stuck in Ghostlands because I'm so... I can get over there, right?
I can actually summon you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have one of those... Yeah. You have one of them Warlock alts.
Yeah, Warlocks. Oh, the other thing I did... I almost forgot about. I went over to Azure Mist Isle. Get a Ravager as Horde. To get a Ravager for my level 12 Twink
Hunter.
Because a Ravager is a great Twink pet. You know.
It's a great pet. Yeah. Like I see people, everyone has Ravagers.
Right. Well, on the Alliance.
On the Alliance side, right. Yeah. I have, my Glanther has a cat, and it's a big black cat, because I have a black cat. It's the same name.
I saw one of my guildmates who was in cat form, so that makes them a druid, and she had a cat pet.
I have a cat pet. It's a little black cat pet,
uh-huh.
Companion, I should say, because they're now called companions. And right. I also have my big black pet. And they're named after my two black cats.
You can name. Companion?
Well, no, but I mean, in my mind.
All right, well, I think this was a good episode.
Yes, it was just the right length. Said everything we needed to say.
Right, and Brewfest ends today.
It does, so we gotta get on that. Yeah. I have to exercise, though. I'm getting a little fat.
Yeah, well,
Brewfest.
I had a cold this past weekend, and I couldn't go to work.
If I had 2 days off, I would spend so much time.
But I managed to play World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah, you're never too sick for World of Warcraft.
All right, so this is Aprilian.
And this is Glanther.
And we're signing off from episode 42. And for the Horde.
For the Alliance.
It's been real. May you always be victorious.
May the gates of Quel'Thalas be open to you. Always.
May our paths cross again.
Catch you later.
Al-Dir Shala.
Go in peace.